910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A ruling expected in June after the Supreme Court took arguments Tuesday on approval more than 20 years ago of mifepristone, a chemical compound now used in the majority of abortions. Their religious sensibilities offended, opponents had sued.
Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor, even Neil Gorsuch suggested there are already protections for religious conscience under federal law. Doctors can, of course, object to perform a certain procedure or treat a certain type of patient if it violates their religion. And so there was a lot of wonder about why didn't these doctors invoke those protections in this case if they had real concerns.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Officials in Baltimore suspended the search for six workers who were plunged into the water when an out-of-control container ship slammed into the Key Bridge, destroying it. One ticket purchased in New Jersey won last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
Start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. And Lee, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with a hand specialist.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Wednesday noon to 2. It is Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wednesday morning on Up North News Radio, rural America holds the key to energy independence, but a lot of rural counties are banning wind and solar projects.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
If you've ever driven a tractor, you are her friend. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, it is a chilly start to a Wednesday morning, and it looks like it's going to stay that way. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad you're along with us. I wish I saw more sunshine in our forecast today. The Midwest Farm Report team is headed up to the WPS Farm Show at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh today, and it would be nice to enjoy some outdoor exhibitors. I'm afraid that we're going to likely gravitate indoors with this forecast. Cloudy skies on the way. 41 are expected high today, and winds still noticeable out of the west, up to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine's in the forecast tomorrow for the final day of the show. 46 are expected high. Friday, more clouds and 55. Saturday, cloudy skies, 55 degrees. We've got another chance of rain back in the forecast front part of next week. That rain conversation is getting to be more and more critical as we get closer and closer to the growing season. This morning, Charity Seebecker is going to talk with an apple grower by Richland Center that is really worried about what his year holds in store. We're also headed north of Stevens Point to talk bison. You want to get some hands-on learning quick. Think about that and bison. I've got a story on the way this morning, and we're also visiting with our friends from the Steffes Group and getting you up to speed on spring auction activity. Lots of ground to cover, and we'll begin next.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We talk about it more now than ever before. Mental health in production agriculture. And the conversation includes Wisconsin farmers. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Jeff Ditzenberger is the founder of Tugs. Tugs is a support system that he created from his own personal experiences and struggles with mental health. His story and those of three other Midwestern farmers has moved to a global stage with the film Greener Pastures. It's now streaming on PBS.
One of their subsidiaries, Independent Lens, has picked up the rights to the documentary that I was involved with. And super excited. It's, we've been going across the United States for different film festivals and stuff, have won numerous awards, a lot of best of shows, and are on track to potentially get the Emmy nod for it. So it's kind of surreal, you know, for something that started out in 2018, finally got it done and cut and out there. And yeah, I'm just super excited and super honored to be part of it.
That's incredible that this is going global. Jeff, tell me about what it is about this film. What do you think the pull is that's driving this traction?
So the film, first of all, is called Greener Pastures. It's basically four farmers from across the Midwest. There's a female dairy farmer that starts out in Minnesota. Myself as a crop farmer, mental health advocate here in Wisconsin, dairy farmer in Ohio, and then an older gentleman who is a hog farmer in Iowa. And basically what had happened is Sam, the independent filmmaker who actually did this, had been looking for something deep to do for one of his papers for to continue his education, and anyways came across my HBO Vice News piece that was on a few years ago in regards to farmers and mental health, and sent me an email after doing some research, talked to somebody, a couple of other his colleagues and mentors about it. And, of course, if you remember back to 2018, we were coming off of a major farm crisis and still hadn't really seen the uptick of it yet. And farmer suicide was up quite a bit. And so basically the premise behind this documentary is to, you know, document our views, document, you know, what we went through from mental health struggles. I had my own suicide attempt after after Desert Storm, kept it a secret until 2014, buried a friend in 2014, that was one friend too many, and decided, you know what, it's time to get farmers, veterans, men, women, children, everybody to open up more about their mental health and the things that are going on. And so I think what's driving it is that there are more and more people, I believe personally, that are starting to want to have these conversations, that are tired of, you know, they're tired of having hard conversations. But when I talk to people, the hard conversation is not talking to somebody about suicide or about their depression or their PTSD or any of that kind of stuff. The hard conversation is when we don't talk to them, and then we're at their visitation or their funeral and having to talk to their family. And it goes through other things, too, in this documentary. It talks about climate change. It talks about politics. It's interesting to see all four of us, even though we're all in agriculture, don't have the same views. And that's okay.
The filmmaker was looking for something deep. And I don't think you can get much deeper than farmer mental health and the personal stories. You know, you gave us a glimpse of your story here, and then the three other farmers on Greener Pastures go into their struggles. Another thing too, with this global audience, it kind of speaks to the fact that you're reaching a wide audience of people, not just people in rural communities, but urban as well.
Yes, and that's one of the things, you know, us in the agricultural industry, and let's be honest, that we're losing, I mean, the disconnect from the farm to the family table is getting to be almost five generations. And it's interesting to talk to people who think that their food magically shows up at the grocery store. And that's one of those things that I'm hoping that this film does as well. Not only sparks conversation about mental health and mental wellness among our agricultural and our rural communities, but also starts to remind people that, hey, there are still people out there working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, don't get to take a lot of vacations. You know, it's 40 below zero and there's a mama cow out there who's struggling to give birth and they're out there in a t-shirt, and realize that there are still hands and hearts and hopes that are producing their food. And that's the other message that I'd really like to get out there, is that, you know, there's still farmers out there. There's still people that struggle. There's still people, you know, and farmers, you and I both know, farmers are very, very proud folk, but pride doesn't pay the bills.
This Greener Pastures documentary, you said, has been opening up conversations about not just the story of the farmer behind our food, but also some of the other tough conversations, the political landscape, the environmental landscape, opening a lot of doors for conversation. Jeff, if people are interested in watching Greener Pastures, how can they watch?
PBS streaming with Independent Lens is the only thing that I know of right now. There are some more private screenings that will be coming out. But if you have the opportunity to watch it, folks, I'd highly recommend it. If you don't get anything else from it, there's a part in there where I, you know, basically tell everybody, you know, in this climate that we're in, let's just be kind to each other, but don't forget to be kind to yourself. And one of the other things I want to mention real quick about it, because there's a part in there. So you remember the weather during 2022 was absolutely miserable. I do a lot of Santa appearances, and I was actually combining in my Santa suit and had a breakdown, and it just had been a rough week. And anyways, got out of the combine, and Santa lets a little bit of foul language go. And I didn't realize they were going to put it in the documentary. And then after I saw it the first time, I was like, what were you guys thinking? The irony of all of it, though, Steph, is that the people that have seen it have come up to me afterwards and said that was probably one of the realest parts of the whole thing when it comes to mental health, because Santa even has bad days. And I had never looked at it that way, but that's just my disclaimer. You know, if you can get this part in there, that's just my disclaimer that Santa normally wouldn't do that in front of kids. He was out in the pasture, and that's okay.
It proves that farming is not glamorous, and they didn't try to glamour it up at all.
No, it is very real. It's very raw. It's very fulfilling at the end. I mean, it's a, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, sorry, Ditz, I don't really want to watch it because I don't like gloom and doom. It's not. Like, there's turning points for everybody. I hope everybody gets an opportunity to see it. I hope everybody gets an opportunity after that to thank a farmer or to go next door and, you know, ask if a farmer's okay, or stop at their farm and drop off some donuts and whatnot. Have a conversation and thank them for helping to put food on our tables. At the same time, to start caring more about our fellow man. So I'm hoping that, you know, some of the things that this will do as well is change the climate of our attitudes.
If you search Greener Pastures PBS online, you can find the link to watch the trailer and the full film. It runs about an hour and 25 minutes. As Jeff Ditzenberger described for us, the documentary gives us a very intimate look at American farming through four stories. The film follows four Midwestern farmers over the course of a few years, including Jeff. While it does cover some challenging topics like mental health, politics, environment, Jeff promises us that it's not all doom and gloom. There is a message of hope at the end. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
The Todd Allbus Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Today and for the next couple of weeks, taxes. And if you're a farmer, you need a lot of people on your team to make sure that you're not missing an advantage or an upcoming change that can definitely impact your farm plan. A gal that knows all about it is named Marissa Nielsen. She is a business strategist, a coach, and a farm kid herself from North Dakota. And she said, when it comes to trying to not only navigate taxes, but also get your game plan on for the rest of the calendar year 2024, you need to get the team together.
If you need a heart surgeon today and you need to clean out with a widowmaker, you need to come in with a team. That's tax, legal, risk, wealth management. That's your banking relationships. That's all of those people coming together around you, around that operating room table, to make sure that you get the results you want. And that's to not only walk off that table, but walk out whole and healthy and better when you came in. And yet every single day, this is the question I ask. When's the last time your accountant, attorney, financial advisor, insurance guy, banker, those people all got in the same room and talked about your plan? And I might get one out of every 100 that say, yeah, my team meets annually for me.
That's a big team if you think about it. When's the last time you had all those people around your table? She says getting the team together is just one of the critical items that you need to be aware of. She said you also need to be aware that estate taxes are changing.
So unless Congress steps in and extends the current tax law that we have, what is currently $13 million per person is going to go back to be about $5 million per person. So when you start looking at farm operations add it all up, fair market value of everything you have on a balance sheet, and your land, and your personal assets, and the things that you own outside of the farm, add that up if that's over $5 million, and you pass away past 2025, it's a 40% tax on anything over and above that estate tax number.
Oh, that hurts. Now, remember that number, $5 million, if Congress does not step in. $5 million. I've got a story coming up that is going to make that number look so small. Stick around for that. Let's pivot now. Time to talk weather. A Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. Yee! I walked. We have to set our team calendar early in a week to make sure everybody's on the same page. So today was the day that Yonk picked to go to the show at the EAA grounds, because normally, you know, middle of the show, that's about right, you know, how the crowd goes. Man, the weather is not what I was hoping for this morning.
No, I believe that. And, you know, this afternoon with the wind in Oshkosh, probably gusting up near 25 and 30, it's still going to feel pretty chilly once you get outdoors.
You said you're thinking about coming up?
That's my plan. You know, plans change real quickly.
Got to kick some tires. Well, you know, again, the one thing that we had previously that we don't have today, precipitation.
Right. We've dried it out. The low pressure system that brought that rain and snow and everything else has pushed off north of Lake Superior already this morning. There's some light snow up along that lake shore, up on the Lake Superior shoreline, the UP, far northern Minnesota as well. None of that a concern for us in Wisconsin. And although there still are some morning clouds and there could be a stray flurry in the east and north, it's going to end pretty quickly, and the skies try to clear a bit today, but our temperatures remain cooler than normal with westerly breezes that could gust near 25 and 30, so keeping it kind of chilly. Skies clear. It gets a bit more quiet overnight, and as we head into Thursday, sunshine becomes a little bigger effort, still cooler than normal, and then warming into the day Friday, but low pressure will approach out of the west. Another system heading toward the Dakotas that by later Friday into Friday night could mean some rain. There could even be a thunderstorm, a rain chance, or snowflakes last into Saturday. Another round of precipitation later Sunday or starting to next week isn't going to be too heavy from what I'm seeing, but a little more moisture certainly coming our way as we head on into the end of this month of March, heading toward those April showers and April field work, adding some moisture. I'll have forecast details right after this.
It's that time of the year again. Time to enjoy an Easter ham. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for my friends at Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online, BavariaSausage.com. I tell you what, if you haven't been in the store lately, step on in. It's got a whole new look, and that goes for what you're seeing in the showcase as well. Yes, the Easter hams are ready to go. You can place your order anytime, but also keep an eye on the display cases. New products being developed as we speak that combine the old world authentic flavor you've come to love, along with some new product twist-ups that are being developed in the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. It's exciting to watch and exciting to enjoy. Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or again, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Experience a surprise. BavariaSausage.com. Tell them the Farm Babe sent you.
Going to be kind of a chilly Easter from the looks of things, huh, Stu?
Yeah, chilly and a little damp. I expect there may be a little rainfall kind of falling around. Those temps actually on Sunday probably about normal, though. We'll take that as a win. Our Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast does call for morning clouds, even a few flurries, especially eastern and northern Wisconsin, clearing out later on today, upper 30s and low 40s. The best we'll do with those west winds gusting to 25 and 30. We cleared out a bit more overnight, fall down in the lower 20s with the west winds, 5 to 15. Some sunshine Thursday, a little improvement, mid or even a few upper 40s, especially in the west winds at 5 to 10. And Friday, partly sunny skies and a little rain chance toward later in the day, certainly toward Friday night. Mid-50s on Friday. A nice little warm-up there with east winds at 5 to 10. But, Pam, it looks to me like a couple of tenths of an inch or more could be around Friday night into Saturday, so we add more moisture.
Well, we need it. We know we need it. I got a couple updates from our friends via the Talk Text line, which is 877 877- 301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Picked up another half an inch of rain in the last 24 hours by Alto. West Bend, Greg says he picked up another 3/10 of an inch of rain. Linda by Reeseville, another half an inch of rain to put in the rain gauge. 1.2 north of Burnett. Dan in Caledonia, Illinois, picked up a little bit better than 2 inches. Horicon, 8/10. So, like we said, the moisture is always welcome. Thanks to Compeer Financial bringing you your ag weather update. Go to compeer.com to find the resources and office near you.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A ruling expected in June after the Supreme Court took arguments Tuesday on approval more than 20 years ago of mifepristone, a chemical compound now used in the majority of abortions. Their religious sensibilities offended, opponents had sued.
Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor, even Neil Gorsuch suggested there are already protections for religious conscience under federal law. Doctors can, of course, object to perform a certain procedure or treat a certain type of patient if it violates their religion. And so there was a lot of wonder about why didn't these doctors invoke those protections in this case if they had real concerns.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Officials in Baltimore suspended the search for six workers who were plunged into the water when an out-of-control container ship slammed into the Key Bridge, destroying it. One ticket purchased in New Jersey won last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee at five-serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
At the start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. And Lee, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with the hand specials.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You can hear her clearly, even in a barn full of cows. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The wind is going to whistle a bit again today out of the west, about 15 miles an hour. Clouds this morning, sun this afternoon, 41 our expected high. Tomorrow's sunshine and 46. Friday, mostly cloudy, 55. Clouds on Saturday, 55. Sunday, 48. And more rain in the forecast on Monday. That rain is really critical for a lot of our Wisconsin farms. Charity Seebecker is going to be talking later this morning with an apple grower in Richland Center that's concerned not only about the drought conditions he's facing, but also insect pressure that could be on the way. Glad you're along with us. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Hey, we are in the home stretch of trying to encourage all of you folks to become rainfall reporters. You've gotten the ample opportunity the past couple of days. I appreciate everybody that's reported their rainfall to us. But the National Weather Service uses that on-ground data from you to really tighten up their forecasting and become even more accurate. This morning, we're targeting some key geographies that have either one or zero rainfall reporters. If you're in Langlade, Monroe, Pepin, Washera, or Vilas counties, the National Weather Service could definitely use your assistance. How can you become involved? Simple. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. Despite the emphasis on those counties, anybody that can get involved as rainfall reporters, welcome by the National Weather Service. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. So it is the 27th day of March. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1998, Viagra was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It was the first drug against male impotence to be approved in the United States. In 2012, the company made $2 billion U.S. dollars from Viagra alone. Happened on this day back in 1998. Happy birthday to producer-director Quentin Tarantino. He is 61 years young, and now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. And of course, that's a fantastic website. You can take a look at all the upcoming auctions. You've got a particular brand, a particular item that you want to keep an eye on. They'll help you do just that. And don't forget, if you're thinking about an auction, you can start by giving them a call. That toll-free number is 800-726-8609, 800-726-8609. Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group is along with us, actually making his way to Wisconsin for the WPS Farm Show. I'm going to see you later today up in Oshkosh, huh?
Yeah, looking forward to it, Pam. You know, and this week has just been a whirlwind of auctions. Monday, Tuesday so far, you know, we had the More Agra sale. We did a couple dealer auctions, so got those under our belt now, and we've got the Wisconsin area sale today at 1 o'clock.
Excellent. So like we said, folks, talk about a hot time to be catching up with the Steffes Group. Today is a great day. They are at the WPS Farm Show, EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. You're going to be there for Thursday, too, aren't you, Ashley?
Yep, we'll be there all days. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to talk to farmers, and you know, we had this spring that looked like it was going to be pretty early, and people did a little recreational tillage out here in the last couple of weeks, but gearing up for this spring is going to be a fun deal.
Well, and let's be honest with them. So Ashley is coming from out by Minnesota. He's coming from the west, and over the weekend you guys really got a little bit of a slap on the snout with the weather, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and pretty thankful for it, actually, because we were getting pretty dry, but we, you know, we got 8 inches of that really heavy, wet stuff, so hopefully that's going to soak right into the ground and set us up for the spring.
Yeah, just a little bit of a visual surprise, but like you said, we'll take moisture any way that we can get it. Tell me a little bit about that auction again that's coming up today at 1 o'clock, Ashley. Where's the emphasis on that one?
Well, of course, there's about 40 lots on that sale. We've got a lot of good front-wheel assist tractors. We've got a tractor, John Deere track tractor on there, so definitely take a look. I mean, if you're looking for that 150 to 300 horsepower tractor, a lot of options on this auction.
Now, you mentioned that some folks were doing a little recreational tillage. Did that mean you saw an uptick on website visits or anything like that that you noticed?
Well, not that we noticed, but, you know, with the activity this spring, it has seen a lot of traffic on the website for sure. You know, I heard there's a little bit of small grain here and there that's already in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like we said, folks, no matter what you're looking for, the Steffes folks are going to help you find it. Their website, again, steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or if you're thinking about an auction and you'd like to talk to somebody about how you go about arranging an appointment, 800-726-8609, 800-726-8609, or better yet, deal with them face-to-face up at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh, the annual WPS Farm Show, happening today and tomorrow, and Ashley and his crew will be there. All right, safe travels, buddy. We'll see you later today.
All right, talk soon.
Ashley Hewn with the Steffes Group.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Nobody likes driving on a rough road. Hitting potholes is hard on your body. The bumpy terrain is hard on your vehicle and your farm equipment. Today, you can take action to improve your rural roads. Encourage your town or county to apply for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. $50 million are available now to make commuting and farming easier on you. The deadline to apply is April 5th. Find the application materials at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Alrighty, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 0.75 cents to 143 3/4. 40-pound block cheese drifted 0.25 cents lower at 142 1/2. Double A butter down 3 1/4 cents to 283 a pound. This morning, fluid milk for April, the class 3, which goes into cheese, that's down 7 right now at 1578 a hundredweight. Yesterday, the May class 3 milk closed a nickel stronger, 1637 a hundredweight. Outside of that, everything is in the red ink again this morning. Remember yesterday when we talked to John Heinberg, market advisor from Total Farm Marketing, he reminded us that they've got some major reports coming out this week from USDA. They'll hit the market tomorrow, so today they're kind of getting in position, waiting on those numbers. Currently, December corn's down 3 1/2 at 464. November soybeans are down 3 1/2 at 1187. July wheat right now down a penny at 558 a bushel. So, talking a little bit more about what's happening with animal agriculture, we reported yesterday about that mysterious disease that's impacted some dairy herds in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas. USDA has identified it as a highly pathogenic avian influenza strain. So it crossed over basically from the birds to the bovines. Now we're getting a report of a goat in Minnesota that tested positive for avian influenza. This is not outside of what science knows. We've seen these kinds of cross infections in bovines, in things like goats, as well as other animals, including polar bears. The Wisconsin Beef Council is just reminding all livestock producers to think biosecurity first. They said right now, Wisconsin's not put any different rules in place as far as animal movement is concerned, but you're supposed to be thinking about biosecurity every day. They're just reminding livestock producers to make sure that you know the parameters of your properties, who's coming onto the farm, who's leaving the farm, and are you practicing good cleanliness on those vehicles, on the equipment, and even the people themselves? Are your protocols in place to protect your farm? Are you limiting entry to the farm? And are you making sure that employees and staff are regularly doing hand washings and using disposable gloves where appropriate? Now, I know trying to get chores done sometimes with all that in place can be difficult. But again, we know that this highly pathogenic avian influenza strain is in the vicinity. And despite the commodity prices I just shared with you, boy, there was a record-breaking sale in Iowa as far as real estate was concerned. A 230-acre farm in Grundy County, Iowa, has been in the same family since really the plows turned that prairie back in 1870. It sold at an auction for almost $4 million. Successful Farming says the Iowa Century Farm is historically significant for the state and has some of Iowa's highest quality cropland. More than 91 acres, or 40% of the land, have a perfect 100 corn suitability rating. The overall weighted average for the land is still a high 95.2. Iowa State University says the average rating for the state is 68.4. Grundy County, Iowa, has the second highest average of Iowa's 99 counties at 86.9. So basically, every square inch of that county, high value when it comes to agriculture and productivity. Before the auction, the tenant on the farm, Paul Cook, spoke to the group. The third-generation farmer said the family moved onto the farm in 1929, has farmed the land for about 94 years. He said it's some of the best ground in the state. 230-acre farm in Grundy County, Iowa, selling for almost $4 million. And now you know. Coming up next, we're focused on the weather challenges some of our specialty crop farmers are facing, like apple producers. Charity Seebecker is going to visit with a Wisconsin apple grower that says his trees have already budded. It is the earliest he's ever seen those trees react like that in his time on his Richland Center farm. She's chatting with Steve Lewis from Oakwood Fruit Farms coming up next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The KreipsCast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
KreipsCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your
your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and hello to all the exhibitors up at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. The Midwest Farm Report team headed that direction en masse later this morning, including our own Charity Seebecker, who joins us this morning. You know, this dry weather has got a lot of people worried about what the growing season of 2024 is going to look like. And it doesn't end there. Insects, concerns about available nutrients, it's all on the minds of apple growers like Steve Lewis out in Richland Center. Charity Seebecker visited with him.
Following an already challenging year for apple production, the weather will continue to play a major role in yields growers are seeing for 2024. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Steve Lewis, owner of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center, says that growers across the country are all at different stages of production. He, for example, has had buds break dormancy already this year, marking the earliest that he can ever remember.
We broke buds, you know, probably 2 weeks ago now. Now, the last 2 weeks have been, you know, just the weather what we've needed here now, you know, last week and this week. Cool things down, slow things down. We haven't gotten too cold yet. I don't think we've gotten any damage. We've had a couple nights. We've been really close, but so far we're doing okay.
So that sounds like a silver lining. But what are you worried about then as you're walking through and just looking at your trees?
Well, you know, now that we've broken there, you know, anytime we get above, you know, the low 40s, they're going to, you know, just keep going and maturing, you know. And as we get farther and farther into the stages, you know, they get the critical low temperatures that they can tolerate start to rise. You know, right now we're probably around that 17, 18 degrees that they can take without damage. We've already had two nights down in the 20s, low 20s, so we're getting really close there. But, you know, right now we're, you know, kind of at what we would call silver tip to green tip stage. As we go just a little bit longer, you know, we'll start to get towards that, you know, when the flowers start to come out, tight cluster and pink and that stages, then we start to get where we can, you know, we need to be 27 and above. You know, we start to get around 28, we start to get some injury. We get to about 25 and we get a lot of injury.
So what's your plan of attack moving forward then?
You know, really going forward, just going to kind of monitor and see what the long-term forecast is. There are some nutrients that we can give to the tree to try and help them in these stress conditions, but we need the right conditions to get them. You know, right now they wouldn't do anything because there's not enough leaf out there to absorb those nutrients. But as we get closer to bloom, if we get some more, you know, cooler conditions and some repeated cold spells, we can kind of give them that to try and nurse them through.
You kind of highlighted already the dry soil moisture. So how are you coping with that?
You know, we battled the drought conditions as bad a conditions that I've ever seen in you know, the last 30 years, really from last April all the way through, you know, into the fall was terrible. We're still incredibly dry. We've missed a lot of the snows this winter. And in the last 3 weeks, the rains that, you know, a lot of people have gotten around us here, we've maybe gotten a half to three quarter inch total in those three storms. So we're really, really lacking in moisture. That's another thing that kind of gives me some concern that are we stressed with that already, that, you know, the cold conditions were even going to hit us harder. Not a lot we can do. You know, it's really hard to start irrigating in this kind of weather because when you're freezing at night, it runs into problems. So once we get past that, freezing and probably, you know, start irrigating a lot sooner than what we would have normally done.
Your operation, your fields, they're kind of on a hillside. So how does that impact things then when it comes to this for you?
Yeah, so we're planted on the tops of the hills for a reason, and that's to avoid the frost in the spring. You know, that cold air will drain into the valleys and give us some protection in the spring. You know, sometimes 5 to 10 degrees warmer up here than, you know, just a half a mile down in the valley. So that's the reason we're planted where we are, to try and mitigate some of those.
What are you hearing from growers around you? Anything that's sticking out to you?
You know, everybody's kind of dealing in the same thing. Guys up north are maybe a little better. They aren't quite as far as us. Been a little cooler, but guys all around them, you know, Midwest, Michigan's in the same stage. Guys out east are probably a little farther along than we are. They have not seen the colder conditions that we have, but we've got a long ways to go before we're out of the woods.
We also have to talk about insects or weed control when we think about weather. Those are definitely affected by the weather. So are there any concerns moving into this growing season
Are there maybe some coming out earlier than they normally would, or what have you been seeing?
We don't think so. We were so dry last year that that helped us with a lot of the insect pressure. This year, we don't think we're going to see anything different with our normal pests. The one thing that we're really concerned in this area is it's the 17-year cicada hatch, and we are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be, a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Is there any way that you can prepare for that then? Or is it more of a cross your fingers and hope for the best?
That was Steve Lewis, owner of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center. He says a normal bloom time is around the 5th or 10th of May, and that sets him up to be able to start harvesting around the 10th of September. But he thinks this year they're going to be a bit ahead of schedule. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Improving the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Migrant and seasonal farm workers are not only willing to do the kind of work that most of us would never consider doing, their lifestyle is also filled with challenges. It's why the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being exists at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Linda Forst is the director.
If we don't have migrant farm labor or immigrant farm labor from south of the U.S. border, we don't have very solid agriculture in the United States, and we need that. So we need to figure out a way to support that and make sure that the workers' rights are met in the space and they're protected. So that's the best for them, and that's the best for us.
I asked Forst about the emphasis on well-being.
You know, their whole lives are centered around this work during the time that they're contracted to do that work. And so every aspect of their life impacts their social well-being, right? And they really require external supports in order to be able to manage that, I would think.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for a whopper of a Wednesday edition Devil's Advocate radio show. Donald Trump's under a gag order. Will he honor it? You'll have to tune in to find out if he's broken it yet.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former
true.
Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why...
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays, this is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910. 10 a.m. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.